we go round there every Boxing Day, and my brother meets us round there. So, yeah, just visiting our parents on Boxing Day and watching the football. Yeah, nothing exciting. Used to go to the football all the time, but now we just watch it on the telly. Since we've had the kids, it's just too expensive and too much. My wife doesn't like me going out all day and leaving her with the kids. So last few years, that's been it on the head. I have to watch it on the telly instead. A bit warmer, I can say that. You know what? I haven't really ate that much rubbish today. I've not been that hungry. And I've only had half a beer. So it's weird. It's Christmas, I seem to eat less. I don't know how that works. I think when it's in front of you and you're too easy to have it, you don't want it. That's the way I see it. It's when you can't have it, you want it. Anything else? No. It's been pretty quiet, to be fair. It's been a very chilled one for me. Nothing really to report, unfortunately. So sorry to be dull. But that's my situation. Back to you.
And 9 GAK returning. Yeah, nice. Well, I find that I tend to absolutely go crazy on Christmas. I eat literally whatever's put in front of me. Normally I'm just off to the grandparents, whichever set invites us that year, and have a nice Christmas dinner. And then, so today I was actually supposed to be going down to Southend to see some family. But it was a real shame. I wasn't feeling amazing today. You can probably tell by my voice. I've had a bit of a cough and a cold. And I lost my voice yesterday, so it's lucky that I've just about got it back enough to do the net tonight. But yeah, it's such a shame because I would have been down on Southend. So yeah, and it's a shame that I didn't manage to go, but at least I managed to run the net tonight with Matt. So that's I think made up for it a little bit, because I wouldn't have been able to if I was over there. But yeah, I'll pass around to G7HMV Matt if you've got anything, with a bit of a pause maybe, just if we can get one more person in the log, because then that'll make it 15. Back to you, Matt, from M9JAK.
Yeah, okay, cheers, Jack. Well, no, I appreciate you saying you'd come on with me. Makes it, I think, a bit more interesting with two of us, because everyone knows how dull I am. So, you know, it's good to have someone bright and breezy like yourself, Jack, go on and chivvy people along. But, no, it's good. I'm sure plenty more opportunities if you want to run some nets on here. Be very very welcome. It's, I don't know, it's not my number one thing in the hobby. I know... I don't know whether it's Oscar's number one thing in the hobby, but he runs lots of them. But there you go. Maybe you can give us or you some tips anyway. But no, it's gone well anyway. Managed to make a few contacts. We said like to try and do an hour, so we managed that. So can't really complain. But there we go. Yeah, cool. Well, nice to hear you, Oscar. Nice, fine on the traditions. Well, we've as I say, we've been quiet today. Not really done very much. Went to the cinema and had sleep there for an hour, so that was good. And off to Cambridge tomorrow to see my wife's family. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. Going to see wife's sister and all her brood who are all around. So that'll be nice. But, there we go. Okay, cool. Well, I'll pass it back to you then, Oscar, to E1HWE G7HMV.
WE. Well, we're going away as well. We've booked a few nights away at a lodge cabin near King's Lynn. So I'll be in West Norfolk tomorrow for a few days. So I'm looking forward to trying to get through a few different gateways up there. There is a gateway in there that says come on King's Lynn, Matt. I'm sure you put that on, didn't you? Or the Whiz Beach one? I think the Whiz Beach would probably be too far for me to get into that. But that being said, it's pretty flat around there. never know. I might make it in. Depending on what's in the way. So, yeah. For me, it's just getting away and not having to work. I've got quite a, I don't want to say a high-pressure job, but, you know, it has its moments. And Christmas, I always have it off. I book it off. Because normally in my industry, you have to work all the way through, you know, in that time. But I normally book it off, so it's nice to have a week of the switching off, end of year, targets are done. I haven't got any worries because spending with my family. So for me, that's the biggest thing of this time of the year. The in-between bit is actually not really doing anything apart from getting away and having time, good quality time and chill out time to re-energise, I suppose, hibernate this time of year. The weather's actually not been too bad. Yesterday was lovely, really, really lovely. Anyway, any advice on that? Really. You've got quite a good double act going here, actually. I quite like this partnership here. It's working quite nicely. Yeah, not really any tips apart from just carry on how you're doing it. It seems all good to me. It's pretty natural. And the most important thing is enjoying it. Yeah, there's one bit of advice. Enjoy it. I think if you enjoy it, people can vibe off that. They get a feeling, they call in, they want to be a part of it. But if it's all a bit staged and a bit stale and a bit stagnant, then nah, it don't really work, does it? So yeah, for me, have fun, and people know you're enjoying yourself, you'll get people calling in. Anyway, who am I adding it to? I don't know. Pick it up, whoever wants it. Thanks for hosting the net. It's definitely in the last minute, and nice to get everyone gathering around here on a Boxing Day. Very good. 7-3 from me, 2E1E.
To Lima, 2 Bravo Echo Zulu. At Zulu Lima, 2 Bravo Echo Zulu. Just checking in, and a bit of a summary on what I was up to, over.
Yeah, this is M9JAK. I got Zulu Lima 2. Could I get the rest of your call for the log, please?
Yeah, roger, Jack. It's Zulu Lima 2, Bravo, Echo, Zulu. 2 ZL, 2 bacon, eggs and zebras, over.
Yeah, I'm 9JAK, I've got you, ZL2BEZ, and that's it's an interesting suffix there. And yeah, nice to chat to you, Oscar, 73, and yeah, hopefully I can do this again, and I'll hope to catch up with you soon. Yeah, have you got any traditions you do on Boxing Day, or what's your favourite Christmas movie? Back to you, and this is number 15 in the log.
Yeah, roger, Jack. Your name here is Paul Papara off Uniform Lima. QDH is Wellington City, capital of New Zealand. Yes, I go up and see my sister, and on Christmas Eve, we went to a lighting show in a park in New Plymouth, and then on Christmas Day, we went out for a meal, and Boxing Day is normally we go to these stock cars in Stratford, which is a small town between New Plymouth and South Taranaki, so that's the story here. Anyway, back to you, Jack. Hopefully the copy's okay. I'm coming through the TGIF network, over.
M9JAK returning. Yeah, nice. Yeah, you're getting into the network really well. Absolutely perfect. See, I'm coming into the network using the Shari node from G7HMV. Thank you very much, Matt. It's working really well. And it's quite interesting to see, actually, when it's plugged in over Ethernet, when I start talking, the light starts flashing absolutely rapidly, and I've only just noticed that. God, my voice is getting worse. But yeah, thank you very much for calling in. You're our 15th contact, so it's really nice that we've got quite a few good couple of people on the net this evening. I'll pass it round to G7HMV, if you've got anything to say. And it's really nice to talk to you, Paul. And hopefully, if we do another one of these nuts, it'd be really nice to hear you again. G7HMV, M9JAK.
Jack, ZL2BZ, G7HMV. It's been quite a long time since I worked you. I used to play around a lot on DMR, and I used to work you quite often on there, on various other networks. The various other ones on Freestyle and stuff. I know we used to bump into each other from time to time there. But, yeah, that's good. Nice. Well, nice to hear you anyway. I'm glad you've had a nice Christmas. And time to get on the radio, isn't it, and have a go. So there we are. I think I'm probably going to bow out quite soon, go and say hello to the family. This was a bit last minute. This is really Tom's net, 20EUM. But unfortunately, he's been struggling with his voice today and with asthma, so he's taken the night off. And Jack said that he'd join me. I was too scared to do it on my own, so I got Jack with me there to keep working. He's the youngest member of our radio club, 14, so I think he's doing a great job at running it. I don't think he needs me next time. I think he's more than capable of running things on his own. So, yeah, I guess we'll turn the network back to regular traffic. Obviously, anyone's still welcome to call in. Why not? Feel free to call in for a bit of a natter. Certainly nice to hear you, Paul. And I don't know whether Oscar's still out there. I'm sure he is. So I'll pass it around to you there, Jack, and you can do that. But, yeah, thanks for everyone for calling in. I appreciate it. And I hope Tom's feeling better. And perhaps later on in the Christmas period he can do a net then, and why not? Maybe double up with Jack again. Seems to work well. So pass around to you there, Jack, and I'll let you carry on or whatever you want to do. M9JAK from G7HMV.
M9JAK returning. I've just noticed my voice is getting worse and worse. So, if anyone else wants to call in, I'll leave a gap after this, and then I think we should, put the network back to normal. But I must say, it's been a lot of fun running the net with Matt tonight, and I'd absolutely love to do it again. Maybe when my voice is a little bit better though. But yeah, right, I'm gonna put it out to one last little call, and if I get nothing, I'll pass it back to Matt for the final over, and then we'll put the network back to normal. G7HMV, M9JAK with a long pause.
G5SRO.
G5SRO, M9JAK. You're right, how you doing? Have you got any answers for our two questions tonight? Back to you.
Apologies, I've only just tuned in. I thought Tom was supposed to be running the net. Has that not happened? I may have missed it. Okay, back to you.
M9JAK returning. Yeah, no worries. So I believe Tom, 2Echo0, Echo Uniform Mike, 20EUM, I believe he's not feeling too well, and his voice isn't sounding amazing. But he's still calling, so thank you, Tom. And my voice also isn't amazing, but yeah. I believe he asked Matt, G7HMV, who's also running this net with me, if he'd take over. And a little bit earlier on in the day, I got a message from Matt asking if I'd be happy to do a bit of a run the net a little bit with him. And I said sure. So it's going well. I'll pass it around to G7HMV, Matt, so you can have a bit of a natter with Steve. And it's nice to hear you, Steve. Hope you're well. Anyway, G7HMV, M9JAK.
Okay, no worries. Nice to hear you there, Steve. Hope you had a nice Christmas. Thanks for your nice message on WhatsApp. Nice to nice to hear people around Christmas time. Well, and most of the rest of the year, to be fair. It's not that we don't talk, is it? But, good. Nice to hear you on. Yeah, no, Tom's had a bit of an asthma issue, but so he's not doing too well voice wise. He's probably still listening. May pop up, but yeah, I'm going to sign anyway. I think I'll probably be back out a bit later on when I walk the dogs. But obviously, been up here for an hour and a half. I'm going to say hello again to the family. Made some trifle earlier today, which is that is one of our traditions, but usually for Christmas Day. Definitely 18